Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I thought I'd record a quick one because Barb went off to go get some yarn. So I was like, I could do a quick one because I haven't done one in quite some time. And today was an unusual day. We went to a later movie. We usually go to a movie around movies between like 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we wanted to see. We haven't been able to go to the movies the past couple of weeks. And we usually go every week, but we haven't gone in like 3 weeks, maybe almost four, because we just had family over on some weekends. And sometimes we were in Denver, sometimes we were in Boulder. We've been traveling a lot. I've been buying a lot of comics. So when I go over to, there's a comic store called Heroes Hall of Justice that is in Parker. And which is, I guess, south of Denver, and I've been finding a lot of holes, filling in a lot of holes on Fantastic Four, Thor, and Iron Man, and Alpha Flight, just filling in a lot of Marvel. I've accumulated a lot of Marvel lately, and getting complete runs. And my Cap run, I got so many comics from my comic shop. I can't even let me see if I can. One thing that's nice about my comic shop is it lets you log in and see your order. And not only that, but as of a certain date, it lets you look at all your orders. So that's pretty amazing. You like could click on View Account, and you can go down to your orders, and you can see what was shipped. And I bought some comics from mycomicshop.com. A big order. It was expensive. Air Raiders. It was a Marvel Star comic. This was something I was listening to a podcast, and I said that sounds very interesting. So I bought almost a complete run of that. I still have one issue left to go. I bought another issue of Alien Encounters, which I completed, I believe. Maybe I have one more to go. But this was an Eclipse series, which is like a Tales from the Crypt, but more with a sci-fi twist. It's an anthology type book. I bought a book called Angel Stomp Future. I started focusing on this blue wave, like, what are they called? Angel Stomp Future. Let me see what this is, and I'll tell you why I ended up getting these. Oh, Angel Stomp Future. This is like Avatar in 2004 put out a bunch of Warren Ellis one shots, and this was one of them. And it was a thing called Apparent, and Bill Bomer turned me on to these, and he got found them in the dollar bin. And I actually thumbed through them while we were in Chicago. I believe we got these in Chicago, and I was like, wow, these are awesome. I need to get these. So I eventually picked these up. That's where that one came from. And then I was filling some Avengers first series annuals, because like I always said in the past, I would skip the annuals. I completed Avengers Terminex Objective, which I found the other ones in a dollar bin at my comic shop. And then I've been looking to complete every single Battlestar Galactica comic, and that includes Maximum, which is Rob Liefeld's take on them. And I got a good portion of them. Now there's still about six or seven that I still need to track down. I have the Marvel run, I have the Dynamite run. Now I'm just looking to complete the Maxim run. And there was a comic company called Realm that published them. And I love classic Battlestar Galactica. I mean, I have a lot of the new Battlestar Galactica, but it just doesn't strike the same chord with me as the original series. And I did watch all of the new series. It was interesting how they sort of made it into like a religious thing in the last season. It turned really interesting. But I did rewatch some of the 1978 Battlestar Galactica, and I could see how they made it. Like, it's not like they forgot everything that happened to it, but there were some episodes in there where they were searching for their civilization, and they were talking about religion and stuff, and it got really into that. So I could see like where the new thing might have spawned into that area. It was interesting. I bought another issue of Betty from Archie. I picked out a bunch of them at the flea market, and this was one I wanted to get. It was issue two for from 1992. Black Hood, during my audit sessions, this wasn't intentional, but I did miss some Archie books ordering, and there it's just a matter of not clicking on the thing or clicking on it and it not registering when I make an order, and then you find out about it later that I forgot to order it. So I feel that Black Hawk, I've been trying to get a continuous run from a certain point on, and I was getting 242. It's an awesome cover. Captain America, I am about, I think I counted 12 issues behind of completing the entire Captain America run, and then I have almost every other run after that, minus the Marvel Knights, and I have read that on the Marvel Unlimited app, so I still need to track that the physical copies of that. But the goal is to have every single Captain America comic from that point on, and I still want to track down at least one Golden Age. Like, there's no way that I'm going to have a whole run of Captain America, but if I could get one in sort of beat up condition, I'd be pretty happy with. The Chaos War, Dead Avengers, this was referenced in either the Marvel History or Marvel 1000. I can't remember where I saw it, but it sounded so awesome and I needed to get it and I missed it. Chaos War, Dead Avengers. I only picked up issues 1 and 2. I still need to track down 3 and 4. Codename Danger was a 1985 book that I picked up that Rob Krieger, co-host on Retrocast, an upcoming podcast. I'm coming up with another podcast, and I don't know if it'll be twice monthly or just once monthly, but I have a good crew, and Rob is one of them, and it's going to be called DCW4. And what W4 stands for is like if you had Elmer Fudd pronouncing war, Western, womance, and what was the other one? I'm blanking on it. Oh, war, like horror, except it's war. So I'm looking forward to that one because it's tapping into part of the DC that I still need to fill a lot of it, a lot of holes. And it's tapping into an area that I love. And I know the co-hosts that I've gathered are big into those comics. So look forward to that starting soon. Dead Corpse. I believe this is a DC, not Vertigo, but their sci-fi collection. What were they called? I'm blanking on it. Like what the imprint was called. It's where Transmetropolitan eventually ended up. That was the biggest hit out of it. And there was a lot of other ones that came out of it. There was a Garth Ennis Nun story that came out of it. I forget what that was called, but a Death Row, Devilina, I don't even know where that came from. It's a magazine. And I must have saw somebody post it on Twitter and I said I need to add this to my cart. It's no first appearances or anything, but I don't know why I went after, but it was an expensive bitch. And Death Row is another one of those companies that I wanted to fill based on something that Mike Pindell mentioned. Death Row. It's from Blue Comet. And Blue Comet was sort of a continuation of a company that I was talk was it Monarch or one of those ones that I was talking about recently that I was trying to complete, and it sent me down a rabbit hole collecting this universe. So Death Row, interesting enough, I don't have it marked. How did that happen? Let's check that out. Death Row number one, and I don't have it marked. Son of a gun. I better check like Devilina and see if I have it, because the worst thing you could do is not take credit for the books that you have and then reorder them, and then you have them. So, what was that other weird one that I got that I wanted to look at? Well, I'll come across something else. I want to buy every single Zorro comic, so I bought Django Zorro Dynamite. I should have bought this to begin with, but I didn't. It was a DC Dynamite crossover, and I picked up that full run. Druid, I've been on a Dr. Druid fan. He's had a 4-issue miniseries in 1995. I picked up issues 1 and 2. Extinction Event was a Wildstorm book I wanted to finish. I picked up number 1 and 4 in a dollar bin, and now I picked up 2 and 3 to get a full run of that. Some back issues of Fantastic Four. I completed the second series. That was the Jim Lee series that was launched out of the when Liefeld and Jim Lee started to form Heroes Reborn. That's what I needed 1 issue. I needed issue 2 of that, and then the third series I've completed. So good for me. Now I'm just working on the first series, and then I'll have everyone. Frank Ironwine. Is a series from Avatar, and it's a Warren Ellis series. It's one of those one shots. Gen 13, number 74. I only have one more issue to go, and then I have a complete run of Gen 13. That doesn't mean I have their crossovers. It just means I have their mini series and ongoing series. And then I've been falling in love like with Zenoscope, like deep in, and I'm like, I need to have the complete run of Zenoscope. So I bought Grim Fairy Tales Dark Shaman 1 through 4. I filled in my run of Myths and Legends. I think I'm only missing 1 or 2 issues of that, and then I have a complete run of Myths and Legends. I recently read a one shot that was called Realm Knights and found out there was another mini in 2013, and I picked up that mini. There was a Realm Knights Age of Darkness one shot. I picked that up for 2014. There was a Zorro book, probably from Dell or from Gold Key, called Hand of Zorro. I picked that up. Hollywood Zombie Apocalypse, another Zenoscope book I wanted to have. It was only 2 issues. Legion Lost, I almost completed. I still need issue 12. I don't know how that happened because they had it. I don't know if I just didn't click it or what happened there. And then Legion of Superheroes Baxter Run, I am almost finished with, and this helped me get there. I bought the first Legion of Superheroes 1 through 4 mini. Legion of Superheroes, they had a series in the 70s, and it was only 4 issues, but it was reprints of Adventure Comics and Action Comics. So there, it's reprinted material, but it was their first series that was titled Legion of Superheroes, and it's only 4 issues. Legion Worlds, I got a complete run of that. I haven't read it yet. I've read Legion Lost already. Marvel Lost Generation, 1 through 12. I picked that up based on Marvel Universe. It sounds fantastic. It has John Byrne stuff in it. Marvel Universe 1998. I picked up 1 and 2. I want to fill the rest of that holes of that magazine. They didn't have much of them on mycomicshop.com, but I want them. Masks of Zorro from 1998. This was an Image movie version of Zorro, and I want to have every single Zorro comic ever published. Megalith number 8. I'm almost done with my continuity run, but that's filling that. Megaton. I think I'm close to finishing my Megaton run from Kitchen Sink Press. Marvel Sons Unlimited. Only like one left to complete that. Morbius the Living Vampire. I only need one left there. Mr. T and the T-Force. I only need issue 10, and then I'm done. Miss Mystic, and that's every Mr. T. A-Team. I'll have it all. Although I do think I need the IW. The IDW A-Team. Quiet City, that is also a Warren Ellis, I believe. I'm gonna look that up real quick. Quiet, yeah, it's a Warren Ellis one shot. And I got the foil covers on these, which are the enhanced covers. Razor, I'm looking to complete volume 1, getting close. That one's been really good. I've just discovered that out of reading old Capital City Order comics, and I liked it. Scorpio Rose, I found issue 1. This is a Marshall Rogers series that he drew. It's only 2 issues. I picked up number 1 at a flea market, and I needed to fill in number 2. Rough Raiders is another Blue Comet series. Sharky, Has a new series coming out now from Image, but I don't have the original Sharky, and I bought issue 4 because it has Savage Dragon on the cover. I really need to get the whole series, but Simon Spector, another Warren Ellis, Superboy, bought these. This is Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes. I'm looking to finish that run. I picked up about 10 issues of that. Tales of Evil, it was one. I think it's a 3-issue series that came out from Atlas Comics. Those of you that know me know I've been trying to complete my Atlas run. I'm very close. I think I'm down to like 4 titles to complete, plus that magazine, the Gothic Romance, which I don't think I'll ever get. It's like thousands of dollars because of its rarity. And who'd have thunk it? Varmints, 2 issues of Varmints, a special 1987 and 1990. That was a Blue Comet comic. War of the Realms, I had to pick up because I missed issue 4. Weird Wonder Tales, I'm finishing that Dr. Druid stuff. These are reprints of the Dr. Droom stuff where he became Dr. Druid. And there, I read the first one and I fell in love with it, and I was like, I had to buy the rest of them. Welcome back, Carter. Number 10. I completed the monthly comic. I still need the Treasury size edition, as someone pointed out. I'm aware of that. Western Action. It's an Atlas one shot. Another Atlas to get me closer to completing that series. Western Comics from 1948. This one I've been trying to track down for some time. I could never find one that was in VG. Everything was always low. It was in poor or what G minus or something really low. And why is this book important to me? Well, it's the first appearance of Nighthawk, and it's the Western Nighthawk, which he was a cowboy. I read his comic book at. Remember, I told you I used to go to the dump with my dad? Well, I had a comic book with him in it, and it had the Tiger Twins, and there was Nighthawk, and I don't know what it ever was. It was a reprint of something, probably. And I've always thought he was iconic, and then they retrofit him to be Hawkman in the Geoff Johns series. It might have even been in the series before that, because I think Jon Ostrander wrote Hawk. I gotta find out because I'm gonna lose my shit if I my credentials if I don't if I say this wrong because I have all of Hawkman except for that first volume. It's that weird volume that had it was 1993 to 1996. It was the yeah, it was the Jon Ostrander run, and it's towards the tail end. But everybody credits, Geoff Johns with. Having that like reincarnated thing, but they played around with that in this run with the Vandal Savage and a lot of that stuff. So you really need to read this to appreciate it. Hawkman Volume 3. You have William Messner Loebs, Jon Ostrander doing it, Christopher Priest. Matter of fact, I think it's the Priest run. Yeah, there's a Hunter Hunted and Prey. I think it's a Vandal Savage story. Howard Porter's drawing it, Mike Collins. Really cool stuff. But anyway, this is the first appearance of Nighthawk, and it was an expensive one, but I finally got it. During my audit, I found out I was missing the Wildstorm, and we were recording a podcast, and it was missing, so I had to purchase issue 24. That happens. I bought the Wildstorm 1995 because I was missing that. The Workshop, the Devil's Workshop, that is the Blue Comet. Zoran, and Zoran Star Warrior, those were Blue Comets. Zorro, Del, and Gold Key issues, and some Zorro NBM issues, which I still need to track down 2, 3, 2, and 3. But you can see I'm really trying to get into that Zorro thing because I'm falling in love with it. But anyway, I was going to tell you about what we're doing. We're going to the movies. We're going to go see Hustlers because we wanted to see it. And I think it's like the 4th week it's out. And We were walking into the theater and we witnessed something that was like really hard to watch because I've never ever seen it happen. But there was a man in front of a car and there was an ambulance and there was a lot of people looking on from the hotel to see what was going on. And it was a man having a heart attack. And it was just brutal. And we could see either the wife or friend or us just bawling. And the sad thing is, you couldn't look away, but you saw it, and he wasn't recuperating. And we walked on, but it was so rough. And I can't get that image out of my head. And this happens like a week during when Juan Haro, some of you may know him, but he. The people in the Valiant community would know Juan, but he opened up a comic shop in California somewhere and recently had a heart attack. But I don't know how he had the heart attack, like if it happened and then he got rushed to the hospital, or if he got to the hospital while he was having it and then he had the procedure done. I imagine like a triple bypass or quadruple bypass, one of those things. And he's back home now, so that's really good. I hope he fully recovers. But it's so scary. It makes you think, you know, that life is finite, and I still can't get that haunting image out of my head. It is really awful to see. And I kept thinking about it during the movie, so it like kind of took out the escapism of the movie. But it was pretty brutal. But I haven't done a lot of these, and I'm falling extremely behind. So I thought I needed to get in back into this, and I wanted to do a short one. And I need to go over some comics, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. So I think I'm just going to wrap this one up. And the next episode, as I go into the weeks, you're going to be hearing more podcasts. You're going to be hearing things more on a regular basis. I've kind of been holding back episodes, but now, so I at least had one episode that I could drop per week, but or 2 episodes in some cases. But now I'm like on empty. I have nothing to release, so I wanted to get something out there. And I want to thank you for listening. And I do want to have a shout out. I did receive Steve Andresky, a friend that we've met through Derek Coward. They do the Marvel Noise and we're DC Noise. Had somebody named James Whiting sent me 2 copies, Infinite Punishment and Margo comics out to me, and I got to read them. And I'll just say it's wonderful when you receive comics you didn't pay for and you get to read them. That's just fantastic. So shout out to Steve Andresky and James Whiting. I enjoyed these comics, and I am going to reach out to you to see how to purchase the next few issues that are coming out. And I appreciate you paying for shipping and getting these out to me because it was a wonderful thing to get. Another shout out. Well, I'll save that one for later. But I just want to thank you for listening and love your family, love your friends, and love your comics. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch, Mike at comicbooknoise.com, and you can come to the Facebook pages, and which we've gotten a few people joining lately. Welcome. And you can go to Geek Brunch Podcast, click the like button, and follow all the episode threads there and reply to the episode threads there. Let us know you're listening. And also, the website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. There you will find Geek Brunch Retrocast, Mike M's Weekly Reads, Mike M's Collector's Corner, And on another podcast called DC Noise Podcast, you'll find DC Spotlight, which I do with Kyle, and a new one that's coming up in October called DCW4. So keep a listen, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.